Okay, welcome. This week's parsha is Parashat Va'era. One thing that happens in this week's parsha is that Moshe does certain makot. In last week's parsha, we already had Moshe performing certain nisim and as otot. And Paro had advisors, sorcerers, wizards, whatever they were, who were somehow able to duplicate these various makot. Until eventually they weren't. But at the start, they were able to. And a lot of the mefarshim and Midrashei Chazal and Chazal have to deal with is, what were these Chartumim? Did they have real abilities? Was it all fraud? Was it real and just Hashem's power and, you know, that it gave Moshe was greater? That's something we have to deal with. So along that topic, the Amos Yaakov has to answer these questions. So the Pasuk says, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chavet, Vayasu Chayim Chartumim Mitzrayim Latayim, they were able to duplicate the Makkah. So he says, let's ask the question a different way. Nowadays, we don't have witchcraft. We don't have demons. We don't have shedim. We don't have dibbiks that our forefathers told us about. Any of these chachmot that when you see people, oh, I'm a fortune teller, etc., they're all fraud. Okay? So we don't have those abilities. So, he says, it seems to me that what happened in Mitzrayim had to be different than that which we're lacking now. Meaning, it could be that we're lacking it now, but the situation back then was that it was different. Because if not, it would take away the Bechira from those who had knowledge. In other words, let's say like this. Sometimes Hashem orchestrates things so that a person who is stubborn will reach the wrong conclusion, will make that wrong mistake. Meaning, where the person has the ratzon to not believe, Hashem will give him that ability to not believe. We're going to see one of the examples. Oh, he gives it right now. Okay, for example, the Ramban writes that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, a big wind came. So what could Paro say when he didn't want to believe that this was Hashem doing Kriyas Yamsuf? He could say, coincidence, look, a wind came, it blew Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's what caused it to happen. This isn't Hashem sending me a message, but... And therefore, Paro decided he also could enter the sea. If the sea is just happening by coincidence, it'll happen for him too. Meaning, only because he was able to convince himself that this wasn't a nes, was he able to make that mistake. So he says, when our Nevi'im give an oath or a sign as a proof of Dvar Hashem, if it were not for the fact that their wizards and witches and sorcerers, Leminahem, would also be able to do that, then they would have no choice but to believe it. In other words, Moshe is the only one who can perform any of these makot. Paro is going to be so blown away and he's going to be like, you're right, you must be a Navi sent here by Hashem, and I have to free the Jews, and I have to listen to you. Only because his... And he would have no choice in that matter. It would be just so obvious. Only because his advisors, his sorcerers, were able to do the same makkah, does he have the possibility of choice. Do I believe Moshe, that he's a Navi from Hashem, who said, let my people go? Or do I continue in my belief that, who's this Moshe that I should listen to him at all? Got it? Okay. So... So Paro was able to convince himself of that fact. He says, therefore, as long as these non-Jews or these sorcerers, etc., were able to perform signs that we were able to, so he says, Kol zman shehayetan nevuah, hayu moftim nasim al yidek shafa. As long as Am Yisrael had Nevi'im, the non-Jews had to have their witchcrafts, their sorcerers who were able to perform these Maisek Shafet. He says, afterwards, even though we no longer had Nevuah, we still had something called a Bat Kol. right? We have certain stories in the Gemara where they said, let a Bakal come out and tell us what the answer is, and a voice would open from the heavens and would answer it. So in other words, we're using some sort of supernatural power. So what power had to exist to counteract this? Because otherwise, people wouldn't have Bechira Chavshis to not believe. So that power existed in the form of Sheidim, demons. And he says, and as long as people were still able to perform Moftim, the Sheidim had to still exist so that people can do their black magic and reach the same goals. Masha'inkein, once anybody able to perform any of these Nisim, and anybody had any Nevuah, nobody had any Nevuahs anymore, and there were no longer people getting Baskals, therefore, Nasa kol Gashmiut Bilvad. And now the only thing that fights you is your Seichel and your Ratzon trying to convince you what the truth is. Meaning, if there was Nevuah, you would need something to counteract the Nevuah to leave a Suffolk in your heart. Only now that there is no Nevuah, so now we have no need for the Sheidim to fulfill that role, leaving some suffering in your heart. And he says, and this could be what Chazal said when they said, Lo kam b'Yisrael kamo sha'od, but that's in B'Yisrael. Who came like Moshe and not in Yisrael? Bilam. Why? In other words, B'chira shekula, l'fichach mimei Moshe, hutzerchula Bilam. They needed somebody as good as Moshe in the non-Jews in order to leave them the option of believing that Moshe is Nevi Hashem or not. If it was so obvious that Moshe is the only one able to do all these things, and clearly he's sent by Hashem, nobody would have the Bechira Chavshit to not believe in Moshe and Hashem. He says, therefore, going back a few parshiot, when Yosef comes to Paro and says, yeah, I'm here to... Paro says, I hear you can explain dreams. So what does Yosef answer? He says, Biladai, the dream is not... the solution is not for me. Hashem, Elokim pitronot. Hashem has these solutions. Elokim yanet shlom Paro. So to Daniel, says to Nebuchadnezzar, Aloha chimen, I'm not this bright one, I just get it from Hashem. Because the Chora, why wouldn't he want to save Chachmei Bavel? Wouldn't there be no suffix in that, and then he disendangered Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? It seems such an easy solution. Why would he try to save them? Rather, it all is clear that it comes from Shemayim, that there's a need to explain to the Goyim that because of Kishuf and the Chachma, they are the ones who are causing them to not realize there's Hashkacha Elokit. In other words, the nace that saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah had to be counterbalanced by an ability for other people to do the same thing, to give them an out. Because if you saw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah get saved by the fire, how could you not believe? So there needed to be something to counteract that as well. He says, with that in mind, we can understand a certain Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam was from the camp known as the rationalists. Okay? So the Rambam has a problem. How do you explain Sheidim? So the Rambam says, there were never Sheidim. They never existed. They're all Sheker. So everybody comments on this Rambam. What's the problem? We have lots of Gemaras with stories about Sheidim. Correct? You've seen, they're weird, if you put sand down, you can see the footprint of the Sheidim. If you go here, and what do you do when you meet a Sheidim, and what's the problem if you meet two Sheidim? If you can't have drinks in plural, because you might meet some Sheidim, meaning you can't, in even numbers. So, where is this, there were never Sheidim. Rabbi Yom Tavori, Shavar Fu Shlema, used to say that there was a brisker joke, that until the Rambam came, there were Sheidim. Then the Rambam Paskin, there weren't Sheidim, so they all disappeared. To listen to the Psak of the Rambam. Well, that was a brisker joke. But what does the Rambam do with all these sukkahs that say there were Sheidim without the brisker joke, meaning the question stands? So he says, based on what I wrote, it could be that the Rambam is saying that in the time of the Gemara, where there were still Batkols, there are Amorayim who had, we have stories of Amorayim who did Chiyar HaMetim and performed all sorts of wonders. So in order to counterbalance that and give people the option of not believing, so they had Bechira Chavshit, they had to create there had to be Shadim that actually existed and had power, meaning and could actually perform these types of miracles or mislead you enough that you had Bechira Chavshid whether to believe in Hashem or not. In the time of the Gemara where the Amoraim had that power, you needed to counterbalance that with Shadim. Hashem always leaves some way and out for you to not believe. As long as Kedusha is super powerful, the Koach HaTumah also has to be super powerful. V'yameinu, we don't have people performing these types of miracles. So, Gam HaKochot HaRuchanim Nelmuv Nemogu. Even our spiritual powers are less, so we don't need the non-spiritual powers to be as strong. In other words, you're looking at you look at all these stories, and you walk by tarot card readings and fortune teller shops, and you know, like, what fools? Why would anybody do that? And as strange as that is to you now, that's the point. That's how they can view me, because we don't have miracles being performed by our chachamim and leaders. So they don't need to believe in those things. But at a time where our chacham and leaders are able to perform such miracles, they need not fake tarot card readers, they need tarot card readers that, fortune tellers and chartumim, that could actually perform miracles and do tricks and all to the moftim, that could actually do all these wonders. It is karti kishayiti vilkelm, reiti shikata vagon. Said there once was this, there's the story in the time of the Chavetz Chaim that there was some kind of dibuk and they had to get rid of it somehow, exercise it. So he says that story is the last one of its kind. Why? We view our forefathers as much greater in Torah than us. We don't compare in Torah to what the Torah was of the great Rishonim before us and the great Amoraim and Tanaim before them and the Gaonim and whoever and Anshei Knesset Gedolah going back to the Nevi'im. We don't compare at all. So therefore, as long as our Koach HaTorah is less, therefore the Koach HaTumah goes less with it. So it could be in certain places where there's this Amunah Pshuta and maybe supernatural things happen, it could be they have to happen the other way too. I don't know, that last one I find a little tough to handle, but I like the idea he's presenting. In that sometimes we see Yad Hashem in so many ways. You know, Hashem talks to us through the world, through so many things happening, things that are unfathomable, are all sorts of nisim and nifloat that you just have to look for. But at the same time, if you're not looking for them, or the hefech, if you're looking for them to not be there, there's a way, oh, every one of these things can be a coincidence. Mikra is an anagram of Rakmi Hashem. Things happen by coincidence, or they happen only because Hashem did them. So you can read every one of these stories about, oh, this person was there the nick of time, and his life was saved, and every one of those stories. Or it could be like, coincidence, that just happened. Always, instead of having a moon in Hashem, Hashem leaves you that out. You have Bechira Chavshid to not believe. Our tafkid in life is, of course, to be ba'aminim, to believe in Hashem, and not to believe in the Koach HaTumah, and not believe in, oh, it was all coincidence, none of that really happened, and it wasn't Hashem, wasn't Yad Hashem. No, we're supposed to believe in Yad Hashem, in everything that happens in our lives, and certainly all the nisim and nifloh that are talked about in the Nevi'im, we have to be sure that we believe that those were Nevi'im, not to fall in the trap that Paro fell in. Look, my Chartumim can perform the same miracle. Look, wind came and opened Kriyas Yamsuf. So it must be that there's no such thing as Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, or Moshe's not a true Navi, and therefore I can believe what I want and do what I want. No, Lehefech, we believe in Hashem, we believe in his Nevi'im, we believe in his Chachamim, his Nisan Nefloat, and he's talking to us constantly through the world and through the things that happen today, and we just have to make sure we believe them and not believe in everything else happening to chance. Sure.